Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension dairy specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers about bovine leukemia virus. You know, we've been talking about this infectious disease for a long time, and across the United States today, more than 50% of our dairy cattle are actually impacted by this virus. However, if you visit with your veterinarian, you'll find that there's a new test that's available. It's called a BLV proviral load test. This is a laboratory test that we can now do to basically measure the amount of BLV provirus that's found in the blood. As we get higher and higher levels, it's more likely that these animals will develop issues. Those animals that have a high provirus load are also those animals that are shedding a higher level of the virus. So they're more contagious, if you will, to other animals around them. So as we look at things that we might want to do in our dairy herds moving down the road, we might want to look at a way to eliminate or at least lessen the percentage of animals in our herd that test positive for BLV. And the most efficient way to do that would be using this new proviral load test, because it identifies the animals that are high shedders in our herd and also animals that would be more likely to develop issues later in life as opposed to just an ELISA positive test for BLV. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to visit with their herd veterinarian about new ways to control BLV in their herd.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.